We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Ray, it's got to be one of the more bizarre days since you've been on the beat, isn't it?
Yeah, Paul. I mean, just... you know, some different explanations than we got in the aftermath of the game on Sunday. And, boy, for an NFL team to have outdated equipment like that and for the Steelers not to be able to find that X-ray room, it's a crazy story. And I suppose if the Steelers win on Sunday, they'll be able to put it behind them. But if they don't and they miss the playoffs, then – I got a feeling people are going to remember that loss and what transpired in that loss a whole heck of a lot.
Yeah. So, you know, the whole X-ray machine thing, I don't even understand all where to start with it. But, I don't want to dwell on it because it's a side note. But to me, Ray, it sounds a lot like an excuse. It seems to me like they wanted Ben to hold him out. They thought they could still win the game without him playing. And you know what? They probably held him out one series too long, and it came back to bite them. Instead of just saying that, we got this elaborate nonsense about an X-ray machine.
You know what, Paul? Where I stand on this, and I know there are a lot of factors that go into it, and I don't want to downplay anything that was said today, but if you can play, you can play. And if he to look back on Tomlin's quote, after the game, he could have gone in a series or so earlier, then he should have been in there. They were not comfortably ahead in that football game. Anyone who has watched the Steelers play the Raiders in Oakland, for the last 25 years knows that they don't have a good history out there. It's never been an easy game. So if your future Hall of Fame quarterback is ready to play, he should be out there. And, I know some stuff was – said today in hopes of clearing it up, but I still think Mike Tomlin looks bad in the situation because they lost the game and Ben Roethlisberger could have gone in the game earlier.
Yep, absolutely. Moving forward, I think, you know, the larger news that came out of today is that they're working out kickers this week. Chris Boswell, I think it was you that wrote something or tweeted something about the fact that it would be a pretty expensive proposition to cut him, wouldn't it?
Yeah, well, they already gave him a $6 million signing bonus in August, so that $6 million is cashed, whatever he's making in salary this season. But the most important part of it, Paul, is he would count almost $5 million against the cap in 2019. So it's just a huge hit, and I think that's why the Steelers are keeping him around. This is going to go one of two ways this week. I don't think they're going to cut him for those reasons I just spoke of. I could see them carrying two kickers for this week and seeing how it goes on the 53-man roster, or I could see them coming up with an injury for Chris Boswell, putting him on IR, and then just going with one of these kickers that you try out this week. So we'll have to see how it goes. I assume those guys were in today. Tomorrow would be the latest they would bring those guys in to work out. And if they don't find one and Chris Boswell is your best option, then that's the situation they're in. But I do think it's good. Just based on the way the last month or so has gone for Chris, I think it's good to explore all options and, you know, give yourself the best opportunity to win on Sunday because history shows that some of these games against the Patriots do come down to a field goal or so, and you need your best players available. And you certainly need somebody who's better than kicking at 62.5%, which is Boswell's percentage of the season.
Yeah, it's interesting, Ray, if you ask me. I mean, Boswell shouldn't be the only one, though, that's watching free agents work out and try out for his job, right?
Well, yeah, I mean, where do you want to start? I mean, you can start in, the secondary. I looked this up earlier this afternoon. They dressed three cornerbacks that did not play one snap on defense against the Raiders. They continue to go with linebackers and safeties on some of these receivers and tight ends. Cam Sutton was available. He did not play. Artie Burns was available. I know nobody wants to see him right now, but Artie Burns did not play, and Brian Allen did not play. So, you know, Paul, we go back to training camp, and we heard all about this seven defensive backs package. They were supposed to use it. They haven't used it. I don't know why. I'm going to try to figure out why this week. I know one of the issues that they were worried about was run defense. But listen, at this point, after what's happened the last 2 weeks and, you know, with the way some of these teams are, you know, slicing and dicing the secondary, maybe it's time to go to the seven defensive back package. And if you get run on, you get run on. But it can't be any worse than what's happening here the last 2 weeks.
Yeah, well, I think that's the biggest thing. You look at what's going on with the Patriots. They've actually lost some games and look like they're struggling a little bit. That leads me to believe that the Steelers might get their best shot.
Yeah, I mean, it's very rare that Bill Belichick is and Tom Brady are going to lose two games in a row. But this same thing happened last year, Paul. They went down, they lost to Miami the week before they played the Steelers. And the Steelers gave them a heck of a game. And a lot of people in Pittsburgh think the Steelers got robbed in that game last year. So the Patriots are – they're beatable. I mean, this is not one of Belichick's best teams. It still might be the team that's standing at the end in the AFC, but I don't think this is one of Belichick's top five teams since he's been the head coach. So they're beatable, but for the Steelers, you got to go out there. You got to cover Gronkowski this year. Now you have to worry about Josh Gordon. The Patriots will always, throw you a curveball and run on you if you allow them to run on you. So this is going to be a really tough game for the Steelers, Paul. But if you look at, which game they probably have a chance to win better, this one or the one in New Orleans next week, I mean, it's got to be the one at Heinz Field, right? I mean, playing at the Superdome against Drew Brees, that doesn't sound like it's going to happen. So I think the best case scenario is to win this week against the Patriots, and then you win against the Bengals in the finale, and then you hope that the Ravens lose to the Chargers too. If they can do that, they'll get in the playoffs. But you're almost forced to have to win this game this week against the Patriots.
Yeah, I mean, I was looking at it. If you look at it really, Ray, I don't think 8-7-1 gets them in, but I do think 9-6-1 will. So that means they've got to win one of these next two, right?
Yeah, and if you 8-7-1 is not going to get you a wild card either, because the Colts are coming on, the Titans are still in that mix. I mean, there's a bunch of teams that are probably going to be 10-6 or 9-7. So the Steelers are almost in a position where they have to win the AFC North to get in. And I don't think it's going to take anything less than a 2-1 record. And it might take a 3-0 record if the Ravens go out and upset the Chargers in Los Angeles. So it's a really monumental task. If the Steelers are able to turn this around after the way the last 3 weeks have gone, it would truly be one of Mike Tomlin's better turnarounds, given the competition here. But the way things are going, Paul, boy, I'm not holding my breath. I've watched this team for the past month. Even going back to that Jacksonville game that they won, and they got a lot of problems, and it's all over the place. It's the secondary, it's the running game on offense. Ben cleaned up his interceptions this past week, but recently it's been Ben's interceptions too. So they really got to get a lot of things straightened out if they want to be in this game on Sunday. And if they do, they'll have a shot. But they just got a lot of problems right now.
Yeah, that's one of those things where, I look at the thing, too, I've looked at, Ray, is the stats. I think that if you look at it, my producer actually pointed out the running back, James White, is their leading receiver. But Gronkowski has been pretty functional this year. They're actually using, a lot of different guys.
Yeah, listen, Gronkowski's not the player that he was probably even a year ago, and certainly not 3 and 4 years ago. If you watched him try to play defense at the end there, it doesn't look like he can run all that well anymore. But he's a big guy. He's going to be a big target. and he's been a thorn in the Steelers' side for a long, long time now. So he's number one. You got to limit him on Sunday, and then you worry about the rest of the guys. And I think it's a good point that you mentioned James White. You know, in the past, it's been Dion Lewis and Rex Burkhead and guys like that. The Patriots love to just bleed you to death with, you know, the run game or the short passing game, you know, getting these little scat backs out in space. So, yeah, while I mentioned Josh Gordon and some of the other guys that they have, you know, the lacrosse player from Penn State has hurt them in the past in the AFC Championship game. But really, when you look at it, this team and Tom Brady, they've killed teams over the years with using their running backs out of the backfield. And I think after Gronkowski on Sunday afternoon, they're going to have to take care of those running backs if they're going to want to, you know, be in this game.
Ray, great stuff as always. I really appreciate you taking some time, buddy, and we will see you soon.
All right. Sounds good, Paul. Thanks
for having me. All right. That's Ray Fittipaldi of the Post-Gazette. I'm Paul Zeiss. It's 93.7 The Fan.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.